Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Green Bay game is over. Now it's time to talk about what happened in the game. What went right? What went wrong? Who's to blame? It's time for the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University. Their commitment to education goes far beyond the classroom. Lakeland.edu. Your hosts for the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome in. The Green Bay Packers get it done. Yes, they did. It wasn't easy. I don't know if anybody thought it was going to be necessarily easy, but they finished the job today, did the Green Bay Packers, over the Chicago Bears, 24-14. Sparky, Gary with you. It's broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms. Lakeland.edu. Considering everything, I'll take that W, Gary Ellerson.
Yeah, I really would. I think if you look at the Green Bay Packers, you're starting to really feel how banged up they really are.
Yes.
I mean, you're starting to look at how they're depleted in the secondary, how the offensive line is just not right. I mean, you saw the offensive line today make some huge mistakes doing on communicating who's coming, who you should pick up, slot left, slot right. I mean, they're letting guys go untouched. You see the holes in the secondary, but all in all, they got a win. I think you've got to really be excited about a team that's 5-1 that are missing a lot of football players, and it's tough to go on the road in this league to get a win like they have been able to do.
Packers get the win, 24-14. Let's hear from you. Let's celebrate a Packer victory over the Bears. And like Gary said, we can start talking about these injuries and who's playing for those guys that are hurt and how good of a job they're really doing. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur after today's game. We will also hear from Aaron Rodgers, I would assume, as well. That's all still to come on the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented to you by Lakeland University. And a couple of things that stand out here, one of which we talked about during the week, how big of a deal is this? Is this still a rivalry? Do the teams know the history and understand how big of a deal this is? Well, if everybody didn't understand how big of a deal this was, Gary, Aaron Rodgers at the end here, kind of, I don't know, fan the flames maybe a little bit at the end of this game with this touchdown run to make it 24-14. And, well, heck, while we're doing it, we might as well just call it the drive of the game.
Call it.
The Green Bay game is over. What was the scoring drive of the game? It's time for the drive of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
Packers get the win 24-14. The drive of the game, I would say, is the last one. Seven plays, 75 yards go the Green Bay Packers. And it's capped off by this play here, which I think when played back in Chicago, and as fans hear it, they didn't hear it live on TV, is probably going to fan the flames of this rivalry just a little bit. Here it is, courtesy of Fox in Milwaukee.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score.
cue, Joe.
I still own you. I still own you.
And you could hear Rodgers. The reason I had to bleep it out was because he swore, "I bleeping own you," is what he was yelling at the fans. And then he just continued to yell, "I own you, I own you, I still own you," yelling at the fans at Soldier Field. I'm not sure what provoked him to do that. I don't know if these Bears fans were yelling at him during the game or what all was going on.
It doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter because that right there is going to fan the flames in Chicago.
Oh, guys. Steve. I'm not going to jump so far ahead of myself. But that could rival the whole Charlie Martin situation.
No, it's not that far. He didn't end anybody's career.
With McMahon. I mean, the hatred of it.
Oh, right.
I mean, that next time, because really a lot of people don't know, that's how it started. Actually, the Bears started it. We finished it.
What do you mean?
The whole Charles Martin thing?
What do you mean
they started it?
How did they start it?
Well, they dragged down Lynn Dickey actually on a interception, and that was get back for us.
Martin had a towel with Willie Gault.
I understand. I'm just saying, but they started.
That was a previous game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Then that was retaliation.
Ah.
But he took it too far, obviously.
A little bit.
Okay. But now
Rest in peace, Charles Martin.
You got to have some get back for that. And I wonder if this league is still that way. Because normally there is get back for that at their place, in their house, talking that kind of mess on national television.
Over and over. He didn't say it once.
No.
He said it
there's normally
times.
Get back for that. There's normally payback for that. Now, I don't know if the league is still that way, because it feels like the league now today is PC. But I tell you what,
I tell you right now. Khalil Mack might be that way.
If that was us, and that was Mike Dicker, Forrest Gregg, payback is a coming. That's for sure. I don't know if the league is still that way. We going to find out. Because if the Bears don't win another game, that should be payback for them. That should be their thing.
That next game's at Lambeau.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yes. So, listen. Rodgers, I thought, played pretty good with the offensive line. All of a sudden, Josh Myers goes down, and you're saying to yourself,
here we go again.
Can we just get a full offensive line just for one game? I mean, it's still not right, but you still felt good about Jenkins where he was. Newman has still had a couple starts over there at right guard. I mean, you felt Patrick. I mean, you felt good about where you were as an offensive line. And he goes down. Was that the first series?
No, done early.
Oh, my goodness. Can we just, with that being said, the run game, once again, is absolutely incredible. And I think that's how they got to do it. They got to go run game, play action pass.
Coming into the game, the Bears, I believe, were the only team in the NFL with more run attempts than pass attempts through the first however many weeks
Rightly
of the season,
so.
5 weeks of the season. They were the only team with more run than pass attempts, and that's because of Bill Lazor, the offensive coordinator. So we got to talk about that. Aaron Rodgers, whether or not you're down with that or not, I'm sure that'll be a topic on Green and Gold Monday all day tomorrow. Let's get to CJ in Greenfield. You're first on the Big Show Radio Network with Gary and Sparky on a Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University. What's up?
Gary, that's great insight. You won't get that anywhere.
Well, thank you very much. I try my best. Just don't ask me for any Giannis and Ben Simmons takes. We'll be okay. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, yeah. I think you know Aaron's such good friends with Eddie Vedder and Pearl. He likes that. That'll never get old. He even ran a quarterback sneak today.
Right. That shocked me, CJ.
And that was the right call.
It was the right call.
That was the right call.
But that shocked me. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, I also like the package for Big Dog. I mean, boot action. I mean, I thought today was our best game we've played so far. I really feel like it's preseason until we get Bakhtiari back.
I don't know if I'm there on the best game they've played so far. I don't know if I'm there on that.
No, I'm not.
That first drive by the Bears was ridiculous. And I know you were down starting corners or whatever, but you weren't getting the pass rush.
Mike Pettine's in that press box, and if the Bears have any competency, you knew they'd come up with some kind of script.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. But they weren't getting the pass rushes they were getting in previous weeks. I didn't feel like throughout this game on Fields as much as they did
Kenny
maybe
Clark
the previous weeks.
Best game. The front four had its best game.
Garvin played well.
Yes.
Preston Smith didn't play a lot, actually. We had number nine out there. I mean, I think sometimes we play too many packages. Chris Barnes, he's got to run with Moody down on the goal line.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm nitpicking at things.
That's okay.
That's all right, CJ. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. All right, so let's go over a couple guys. Garvin, he finally popped on tape a little bit.
And it is true. I put out 53. Where'd he keep contained on Fields? And somebody hit me back. Who the hell is 53?
He's been there all year. All year.
But it is so true.
When Za'Darius went down, he was the one guy that had to step up.
But it is so true. I mean, they've got kids coming in. You don't even know who these guys are.
Nope.
No, I'm saying, I mean, you may know their names, but you don't know what they can do. You don't really know about them.
Not a fan of either of the veteran corners they picked up, by the way.
They haven't made enough plays for you to know if they're good or bad. And even the veteran corners still haven't made enough plays for me in a Packer uniform to know whether they're good or bad. I mean, it's just – here's what I thought, Steve. I thought it were going to – it took some time for the defense to adjust to Justin Fields and really what they wanted to do with him and how they wanted to attack him. And ultimately, they let Justin Fields beat himself because he just couldn't make enough plays to win. I mean, he's got Allen Robinson running through the middle wide open.
Yep.
Don't even see him. Now, you would think Big Ben would make those plays, but Big Ben couldn't even make those plays against this defense.
Again, there wasn't like they weren't running the ball. Khalil Herbert, 19 carries, 97 yards. He averaged over 5 yards a carry in this game for the Bears. And that's a sixth-round pick. That's not Montgomery. Had Montgomery played, they might have had even more success than they did with Herbert.
I mean,
you could argue they should have ran more. He was averaging over 5 yards a carry.
They should have ran more. I thought that. They should have ran more. Yeah.
He's Gary. I'm Sparky. Welcome in to the Green and Gold Postgame Show presented to you by Lakeland University. Dial it up. We will be with you here for the next couple of hours. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Talking about Aaron Rodgers maybe fanning the flames a little bit, yelling at the Soldier Field crowd that he's owned them and he still owns them after that last touchdown. Wanting to get your thoughts on that and the overall Packers in general. We'll continue on here after the Packers get a 10-point win over the Chicago Bears, 24-14.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Green Bay game is over. What player stood out from today's game? Who made the biggest impact? It's time to name the Van Horn Automotive MVP of the game. Van Horn Automotive Group, with locations throughout Wisconsin and in Iowa. Family born and employee owned. On the web at vanhornauto.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, time to name the MVP of the game. 24-14 Packers over the Chicago Bears. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson with you live from the Lakeland University Studios. So MVP here, might be a little bit more difficult, I guess. But Rodgers threw two, 195, 17 to 23, 128 quarterback rating. But he also ran one, that last one that everybody's going to be talking about with his trash talking afterwards. Seven carries, 19 yards for him. Aaron Jones had a touchdown, 13 for 76 running, 4 for 34, including the touchdown on the reception. Lazard had that shuffle pass. That was a great play design, by the way,
at the end zone.
Yeah, 3 for 27 and a touchdown. So who are we going with here for MVP? Is it Rodgers?
You didn't even list the guy that I wanted.
Oh, okay. I'm open. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Because, yes, Rodgers did what he did, but Kenny Clark shut the door.
Kenny Clark's the man, man.
He didn't play like this last year.
No.
And I don't know if I've ever seen him consistently.
Well, this play right here was what you're talking about, shutting the door.
They're down 15. Packers bring in an extra man. Fields in trouble. And sacked again by Clark again. He did the one thing you really couldn't afford for him to do. And it drives him all the way back to the 48-yard line.
Kenny Clark with a sack. And that was about it there for the Bears. A highlight courtesy of Fox. Kenny Clark's been a beast.
Can we let people vote or no? We don't do that, do we?
We could. We could put it up as a poll question, I guess.
A poll question real quick? And then
sure.
Do it at the end of the show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right before the end or something like that?
Sure, yeah. I can make a poll question when we take the next call.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go to Tiny, listening in Dallas on the Audacy app, AUDACY. What's up, Tiny?
That's Timmy.
Oh, sorry. I can't read.
You
my
your
eyes
glasses,
are shot.
Man.
I need glasses.
What's
go
up,
ahead,
Timmy?
That's all right, Sparky.
Sorry, man.
I can't access the polls, so I'll give you my three.
All right.
Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, or Kenny Clark.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hated to see Savage go down.
Yes.
We're treading water right now, but if we lose him for any time due to concussion, you know, we're in trouble.
Well, chalk it up one game for sure.
Yeah.
So who do they play next?
Washington.
Yeah, it will be okay. We should be okay.
Savage.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll be at the game. But anyway.
You going to be at that game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look for me. I'll be wearing a green shirt.
Okay.
Packers shirt.
Okay.
With number 12 and the name Rodgers on the back.
Okay. Okay.
So you can't miss me.
No. I'm sure you'll blend in. That's a good joke, huh, Timmy?
Yeah.
No, you're in Dallas anyway, now?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you going to get to the game?
I'll be heading up Friday.
Okay. Driving or flying?
And you saw why the Bears are the number 5 defense.
Yes.
Back,
yes.
Roquan Smith,
yes,
and that's why, you know, I thought Aaron Jones played a heck of a game. He had some tough running yards and receiving and blitz pickup.
Yes,
but the Aaron Rodgers when he did the discount double check after he ran it in, that was beautiful.
Was that priceless or what?
Yes,
right.
You knew he was into this game. Yeah, it was a great win, and if we can get by Washington, which I think we will, maybe we'll get some key players back because we are down so many key players.
Well, you better because Arizona waits on Thursday after that game, so you better hurry up. Thanks for the call.
If we can win, beat Washington, whatever we do in Arizona, I'm good. That's a short week.
With no corners currently.
Flying to Arizona.
Yeah.
No corners. Whatever.
Okay, so I want to make sure I got this right because I'm about to post it. Who's your MVP of the Packers win over the Bears? The options I have currently, Kenny Clark, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones.
Yes.
Those three.
Other.
I'm not putting other.
Okay, good. Fine.
Pick one.
Okay.
There you
go.
Those
are top three.
At Big Show Network on Twitter. Who's your MVP of the Packers win over the Chicago Bears?
We
got to
get these in, guys, in about an hour. So.
It'll be up for 24 hours, but wherever it is when we're done with the show.
Well, I want votes now.
Yeah, votes now, right, yeah. So, again, at Big Show Network, cast your poll now. here during the Green and Gold postgame show. Back to the Odyssey app. David in New York City, you're next in the Green and Gold postgame show presented by Lakeland University. What's up, David?
Yeah, Aaron Jones had some beautiful runs. I am concerned about our defense. I think Herbert is a four-string running back, if I'm not mistaken, and they allowed 97 yards on 19 or 20 attempts.
Yeah, he averaged over 5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
And then Justin Fields, so many times the defense had him wrapped up and he just slipped through the arms. And it wasn't until Kenny Clark had those two, they weren't back-to-back sacks, but I think they were two sacks in three or four plays. Until that point, he just kept playing Houdini and getting right out from their arms and then, you know, running it for 10 yards or throwing a first down conversion or whatever it was all game long. And it was so frustrating because they should have had him. So that concerns me when you allow a fourth string running back, if that's in fact the case, to run for that kind of yards. I want to comment about Rodgers taunting. I've been very frustrated with the fan base and the team with this good guy shtick. And I'm convinced that if we had played with a chip on our shoulder and wanting revenge against the Seahawks players and fans for taking the Lance Easley thing in stride and having him at a softball game and their fans bragging about it. Yeah. When Morgan Burnett had the interception, he had the opportunity to run it in for a touchdown and seal a trip to the Super Bowl and humiliate their players and their fans in their own place.
Yes.
And now that's something we may never be able to live down. And the Rodgers era is at its dust. But if he can change the culture and make us the bad guys, I want us to be the bad guys because I'm tired of being pushed around. I'm tired of another bad officiating game. You know, we ran away with it anyways, but eventually if we keep beating these bad officiating games, you know, we may not be able to play so far ahead of the opposition to overcome it. That's what I want. I want this play of him taunting Bears fans to change the culture so that we can be the bad guys. And if there's ever again a thing like the problem with Seattle and we have a chance to humiliate the players and their fans and rub their noses in it, that's what I want. I'm tired of being the bad guy. I'm tired of the beer and polka shtick. I want to be the bad guy.
David,
and that's what I hope Rodgers opens the door for.
David, real quick, how long you've been a Packer fan?
I remember in third grade, I grew up in Seattle. I was a Seahawks fan, but I bought a thing of stickers, and I saw that helmet, and I loved it, even when they were bad. When I was in high school, it was kind of an alternative music, and I was aware of what Don Majkowski had done and changing the culture. I've always loved the Packers. I love their history. I love their uniforms. I love their colors. I love the G's on the helmets, but we're too nice. And hopefully this can change that because I like that fire. I like that edge. I want to start beating people into the ground. And that's what I saw, and I love it.
Thanks, David.
All right, thanks for the call.
Woo!
Nothing wrong with that.
David.
Nothing wrong with that
New
whatsoever.
York City, huh?
Yeah, New York City on
He's
the Odyssey
been
app.
He's been around.
Now,
Seattle?
Again, if you didn't hear that call at the end that everybody's going to be talking about all week long, we'll play it again. We played it in the first segment a couple of times. Here it is again. Just listen to Aaron Rodgers after scores. I had to bleep out the one word because we can't have that on the radio. Here it is. This made it 24-14, capping off a 75-yard drive to end the game for pretty much for the Packers.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score.
You hear him yelling, I owe you, I still owe you. Hey, he was going off. Again, you want to be the bad guys. You wanted this rivalry to get kicked up a notch again.
Okay, because it was pretty dormant.
Here's your guy, Aaron Rodgers, to the rescue. Here's your guy. Let's hear from you, Packer fans. Are you a fan of what Rodgers did there at the end? Fan in the flames. What'd you make of this Packers victory today? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Also, tweet us at Big Show Network. Steve in Germantown, you're next with Gary and Sparky. What's up?
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Man, what a win, huh? Man.
No doubt.
My MVP, you guys are talking about it. I'm going to put it out there. Kenny Clark, what a game. What an absolute game this man had. He completely controlled that offensive line for the Bears. He moved anyone around he needed to. He made the plays he needed to. It wasn't just the two sacks. It was the entire game, run stopping, being that force in the middle. Without Za'Darius Smith, without really an outside pass rush, this man absolutely disrupted the backfield. Now, again, the Bears, Justin Fields, they're very new rookie. I get that. you can't take it away from Clark, man. He absolutely disrupted that backfield, and I loved it. Now, again, I understand that what was the running back name for Chicago? He had, what, 92 yards? Okay.
Herbert.
That. That's fine. Yeah, Herbert. There you go. That's fine. But 14 points is 14 points. If those, you know, 92 yards don't convert to touchdowns, what does it matter? Right?
Yeah,
right,
he only got one. Yep.
Exactly. And it was on the first, what, the first or second drive of the game. After that, it was real quiet for that Bears offense. Packers defense played real well today. Hey, 5-1 at this point. You got Washington next week. Should be 6-1.
And then Arizona. Like
Gary said, yep. Exactly like Gary said. You can go into that game on Thursday night. You win or lose, I'm cool. I'm good with where they're at. If they're 6-1 or 7-1, 6-2, it's the same thing to me. It really is.
All right. Thanks for the call. Is that where we're going to be at here? Week leading up to the Cardinals game, we're going to be on the radio going, that doesn't matter.
Well,
we lose. Whatever.
Well, because you recognize that this team is so beat up.
But that Cardinals team is going to be looking to make a statement.
And it's going to be on national TV. I'm not saying we're not going to show up.
Because it's going to be maybe an undefeated Cardinals team.
I'm not saying we're not going to show up because they're going to show up. They're going to go play.
Right.
But their strength, the Cardinals, is our weakness. Because if we don't have Kenny Clark or Jair, I mean, we need a full plethora. We need everybody back in that secondary because they can score points.
Speaking of that, what about this guy here?
Fields sets his feet, heaves one deep with nobody home. It's picked off. Darnell Savage, the interception.
So Savage gets that interception in the first quarter, highlight courtesy of Fox.
Right.
But then you lose him
to concussion
so protocol.
So I think he'll be ready to go.
That would be nice. Vikings lining up here in a 28-28 game, 47-yard field goal attempt against the Panthers.
This.
Well, we'll see how this all plays out. To be honest with you, it doesn't really matter for Packer fans. Vikings are 2-3. They're not winning this division.
No,
Panthers are 3-2. They're not a threat, I don't think, to the Packers either. Let's see what happens.
Have you ever – I may talk about this on
– Spectrum News 1?
No, Monday on our show.
That's tomorrow? Okay. Monday's big show. Are you here tomorrow? I thought you were off.
I'm not here tomorrow.
So you won't be tomorrow.
And I'm not really here right now, but that's okay.
So Tuesday.
He missed it.
Yep, Vikings kickers.
Have you ever
– Never, ever signed a deal with Minnesota Vikings.
Have you ever – you're truth told, I think you're a Packer fan. I think
I am.
You root for the Packers.
Yeah, Packers and Colts.
Yeah. Have you ever watched a game with the guy that's not a Packer fan?
Yes.
But he's not a Bear fan either.
Right.
He's a fan of another team.
Yes.
But roots against the Packers.
Yes.
You ever did that?
Yeah, because remember, I used to host Packer parties at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we'd have fans that were there watching another game, like on the NFL Sunday Ticket, would root against the Packers, even though his team wasn't playing the Packers.
I think that's different. I understand, but I think it's different. But it's in my house.
Oh, then out they go.
Eating my food.
Goodbye.
Using my toilet paper.
Toodles.
Drinking up all my stuff.
Unless he's related, then you're stuck.
Yeah, I know. I am stuck. That's what I'm saying.
It's Jared.
It's weird. No. He's not a Packer fan. He's not a
Bears fan. So that takes Jared out.
Right.
Well, I don't know who
he's a fan of another team.
See ya.
And he's in my house.
Does he live with you? Brock?
No.
Vikings fan. Vikings fan.
Not Brock.
Now I know who you're talking
about.
Have
you ever?
Yeah.
I've never had that.
Well, Logan for a while was
it's
that
the
way.
Weirdest thing ever.
The 14-year-old's a Falcons fan. And there for a while, he'd avidly root against the Packers for a couple of years. But as he's gotten older, he has stopped. He doesn't watch the games necessarily.
Right.
He would go to Mecca with us to watch them.
Yeah.
But no, he doesn't actively root against them anymore. But you're talking about somebody that's actively a fan of a division rival.
Yes.
Which he's definitely going to root against.
Yes.
Like Kay's brother is a Vikings fan. So if I watched the game with him, that's how it would be.
Right.
For sure.
The weirdest thing ever.
No doubt. He's Gary Ellerson,
yes,
Steve Sparky, Fifer. Continue to take more
that
of your calls. The Green Bay Packers get a win over the Bears 24-14 and want to get your thoughts on this one. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Also tweet us at Big Show Network. Back with more of your calls and tweets straight ahead.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who scored first? Was it a big play? It's time for the Schulze Family Beef first score of the game. Schulze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality Wisconsin pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome in, Green and Gold Postgame Show. Packers get the win 24-14. First score of the game, brought to you by our friends over at Schulze Family Beef. Get it delivered right to your doorstep. Right there to your doorstep. Go back to that first drive. And the play design was amazing at the goal line. Packers were down 7-0. And right there knocking on the door. Could be a run. Could be a little bootleg maybe to the tight end. All kinds of different options you could possibly do. This one I have not seen from the Matt LaFleur offense. If I have, I don't remember it. This was a beauty.
On third and goal, Jones comes in motion. Flipped ahead, into the end zone, touchdown! It's Alan Lazard and a shovel pass from Rodgers. How about that design?
It was a great play, Gary. It was a great play. Fade to the running back and then shovel pass inside to Lazard. And there was literally, there was one bear there that he had to essentially get through.
Right.
But against other defenses that aren't as good, he may have just walked
in. It's because you had been running that play. So it's already on tape. It's already on film. They see it. They know it. And they had ran shuffle passes before with Lazard. But they've never did it like that on that whole motion. They showed you the whole picture.
It was a wrinkle.
And gave you something else.
Right.
I mean, it's almost like, remember last year, they ran the little jet motion with Devontae Adams, brought him back with the Rams. And they caught him out in the flat, and Jalen Ramsey lost his mind. They ran it to the right side. This year they came back with it and ran it to the left side. They never did that. And so they had been running that whole motion with Matt LaFleur is good.
Very good.
That's all I would have to say.
Do you know what else?
He's good. I am going to tell you this. I love Mike McCarthy. And when Mike McCarthy was doing – the Cowboys, when do they play?
I don't think I don't know if it's on CBS or Fox. But go ahead, keep going. They're playing right now.
But when Mike McCarthy was doing what he was doing with that offense, that was very innovative. Nobody was doing it. Now, you can say it's simplistic because it took advantage of the one-on-one matchups and all that kind of stuff, but nobody was doing it that way. And they had great drafting. They had great guys at certain positions, but it was a product of the West Coast offense, but it was pushed to a whole nother level with Mike McCarthy. Fast forward to right now, that's kind of what we got with Matt LaFleur and McVay and Shanahan and these guys. I would say Shanahan, to me, may be a little bit more innovative in the run game than he is in the passing game. It feels like to me that LaFleur and McVay may be a little bit more innovative in the passing game
to go with
the run game.
I think that's a good assessment. Nate Northside, you're on the Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University with Gary and Sparky. What's up, Nate?
What's good, Sparky? What's good, Gary?
What's up? What's up, Nate?
I kind of felt that something was coming at the end because of the first drive with Quinn taunting Aaron Rodgers after the sack.
Guys, just one second here. That taunting was ridiculous. And I'll tell you why. Because as Quinn was getting up, Rodgers had his hand in Quinn's face mask as he was trying to get up off of him. Quinn stood up, I'm guessing, and told him to keep his hands off of his face mask and was pointing at him, and then they threw the taunting flag on him. Or, I mean, he may have swore at him too. But if you go back and watch that play, as Quinn is getting up, Rodgers has his hands in Quinn's face mask.
Yeah. So, yeah, I knew something was coming around when I saw that. But as far as the game goes, it was a good game. I wouldn't say it was Packers' best game. But Isaac Yiannam, whatever his name is, when they get healthier, he's probably gone.
He's horrible.
Yeah.
He can't cover anybody. I like what I see from Douglas, and his being that he's only been here like a couple weeks. At least he knows not to give up the big play. He looks like he's a sure tackler from what I can see. I think he missed like one or two, but he can tackle. And we have Quentin Dunbar on the practice squad. So I feel like when we get a little bit more healthier, Yadam's gone.
And yes.
Yadam makes you appreciate Kevin King way more than...
But remember how you got Yadam. You traded a bad player and got back a bad player. I mean, just remember how you did that. It wasn't like you paid this dude any type of money to come here and play.
Yeah, it just makes you appreciate Kevin King, because at least Kevin King can... he might get burned on one or two plays, but for the most part, he can tackle, he can give you everything. Yadam, he just looks like he can do anything well. But as far as game wise, it was a good game. Glad we got the win. And we need to keep this focus and try to get healthier for next week.
Yeah, it's all about Washington next. Thanks for the call, Nate. Appreciate it. And we'll see how this whole thing plays out. You have a week now. Mm-hmm. I don't think you'll see Jaire Alexander back. You're not going to probably see Bakhtiari back either.
No.
Za'Darius, you're not going to see him back. But you could have Bakhtiari
Josh
back.
Josh Myers may be gone again.
Right. Bakhtiari, though, you could have him back by Arizona if you want.
I would think they could. I would think he'll be back after Arizona.
Right.
Because if they beat the Washington football team, and they never go in the game to lose, I mean, he will be well-rested, but obviously I don't know if I want to bring him back on the road. I'd rather have him at home where he's comfortable.
KJ Osborne with a touchdown for the Vikings as they win that game 34-28 over the Carolina Panthers. If there are any Vikings fans listening, there is your update. They win. Cowboys and Patriots, we just turned that one on. That one tied up at 7. Cowboys and Patriots. Dial it up. Let's hear from you after this big Packers victory. Read some tweets to the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Bill in Iron River, you're next here on the Green and Gold
hey,
Postgame
Sparky.
Show. What's up, Bill?
What's up, Bill?
take. I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, because after that first quarter, I thought the Bears were going to win this game. And I just wanted to mention something. I'm old enough to clearly remember back in the mid-'80s when Ditka was coaching the Bears, and they were leading. They got the ball inside the 10, and they ran it down George Cumbie's throat.
Oh, yeah.
With William Perry.
I was in that game, Bill.
I know you were. And yeah. I'm thinking, you know, that was really dirty. So I don't feel bad at all what Aaron Rodgers just did to Chicago. Good for him.
And I'm good with it, Bill. I'm just saying, though, what's the get back? What's the payback now?
Rodgers? Well, there will be, no doubt.
Now, that's why I said back in the day that would be payback coming. I don't know if the league is still like that. I mean, what you got with the bounty? Was it Saints defensive coordinator, Steve? I think he still may have a job around.
Oh, him. Williams? Yeah.
Yeah, Greg
was that
Williams.
Greg Williams?
Yeah.
That wasn't uncommon in the NFL. I mean, he got caught,
sure it wasn't.
But it wasn't uncommon.
Yeah.
No, that's very true.
I think what I remember from I started rooting for the Packers in 60.
In 1960?
I'm 69 years old.
Oh, you're a young man. Yeah.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can remember, I'm surprised any of you guys that played offense back in those days can even walk. Because that was still is a rough game.
Gary's got a fake knee now to help him walk, and his back also needs to be fixed next. So he's not walking all that great, Bill. Don't be all that surprised. Thanks for the call, Bill. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, this Bears game that they get next? Because a guy tweeted, who was it that tweeted? Hold on a second here. I was just about to reply back to him. Mike tweeted, says, Rodgers can go off on the Bears fans like that because he won't be playing there as a Packer anymore. Well, maybe. He may not be there anymore at Soldier Field. But they do have to play the Bears again at Lambeau.
Right.
That game
yes.
is going to be the week after the Rams before the Ravens. Okay?
Okay.
But there's a bye week between that Rams and Bears game. That's the late bye week for the Packers. That first weekend in December, they're off.
Okay.
That Packer-Bear game in Lambeau, Sunday night football on NBC.
They're going to put that
yes.
up out front.
Yes, they
they're
are.
They're going to play that over
that whole week.
And over again.
No
the
doubt.
The whole week.
The whole week.
You best believe it.
It's not a noon game.
And Khalil Mack and them going to see it the whole week.
And they'll play it the Sunday night before while the Packers are off.
And, you know, it's, you know.
Oh, man. It's going to get amped up.
Yeah.
Buckle up, because that is going to be a game next time they see each other. But I want Fields healthy. I want their best player healthy.
You know what? You don't have – I will say this, and this across the board. Everybody in the locker room is different. Not everybody's the same.
Right.
You can't control, the emotions, the up and downs, and how guys do it. You always have – and I don't know who it is on the Packers, but Leroy, you got a Wayne Simmons. I mean, we had a Charles Martin.
The knucklehead.
You always had a guy.
For a long time with McCarthy, though, they didn't have a knucklehead.
They didn't have a guy. But you normally had a guy that got a little bit more amped up than most, who took it a little bit more personal than most.
Right.
And went over the line.
He is Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Fiverr. Packers beat the Bears 24-14. Taking your calls and tweets at Big Show Network here on the Green and Gold Post Game Show. We'll continue to do that after this here on the Big Show Radio Network.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back, Green and Gold Post Game Show, presented to you by Lakeland University as we broadcast from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson. Packers win 24-14. The one play that everybody is going to be talking about is that last Rodgers touchdown in which he was screaming at the fans.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs, and Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score.
Right on cue, Joe.
Still on you. I still own you. That highlight courtesy of Fox. And we are going to hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up in the next hour. He just got done talking. Let's go to Ricardo listening on the Odyssey app in Canada. You're next here on the Green and Gold Post Game Show. What's going on, Ricardo?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Where in Canada are you, Ricardo?
I'm in Toronto, in Ontario.
Oh, all right. Beautiful place. What you got?
Yeah, come on up. The weather's great right now. It's not too cold.
Well,
yet.
Ricardo, I used to go there a lot when I played for the Lions.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm actually probably going to go January 9th to go watch the Lions and Packer game because now that you open up the border, you know, soon I can drive over, which is nice.
Nice. Perfect. That's awesome. What'd you think of the game?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Think of the game. We got like 50 seconds.
Oh, jeez. Can we put him on hold and bring him back?
Great thing about Matt LaFleur, you can see that he was going through every little thing to see because the offense was not working the first quarter, first few series.
Yeah.
So great job by him. The defense, you can tell that they're depleted in the secondary, but they're fighting their butts off. Like, yeah. I mean, they are literally – Shannon Sullivan came in big today, coming off the bench. You know, finally took over the outside role after Yeldon completely blew it. And let's all pray for Savage because that looked like a vicious hit he took in the head. It reminded me of Nick Collins, so hopefully he's going to be okay. And the more important thing I was noticing, and Gary, you probably mentioned this, the offensive line, I think, once everyone comes back healthy, I think Royce Newman may have lost his job to John Runyon because I don't know how we can keep him on the bench.
That's a likely possibility. You know, we got to run. Thanks for the call, Ricardo. Yeah, that's a likely possibility. We'll talk more about that coming up next here on the Green and Gold Post Game Show. Packers win 24-14.
The Green Bay game is over. Now it's time to talk about what happened in the game. What went right? What went wrong? Who's to blame? It's time for the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University. Their commitment to education goes far beyond the classroom. Lakeland.edu. Your hosts for the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson on the Big Show Radio Network.
A win is a win is a win. 24-14, the Packers over the Chicago Bears. That is five wins in a row. Five. Wins in a row for your Green Bay Packers. Washington awaits next. Feeling good today if you're a Green Bay Packers fan as you expand the lead. Bears came in just one game behind you, and I don't know, man. I don't want to get too overconfident, Gary, but I feel like this division race is over in the North. I feel like this is the Packers and everybody else, and I don't think anybody's going to challenge
them. Well, clearly you thought it was going to be the Vikings, right? I mean,
that's the
second place.
Yep.
And then you thought it was going to be the Bears and then the Lions. And maybe it still plays out that way, but they're starting to get some separation right now, the way you see in the standings right now, most certainly. So, I mean, the Vikings pulled one out today. Now, when did the Lions play? Have they played yet?
Are the Lions – they got smoked by the Bengals.
Oh, they did, so they lost.
Yeah, they got hammered. What was the final? They scored late in that game. Just to have a score, 34-11.
Wow, yeah, they got hammered.
They got hammered.
Right.
In Detroit.
Right, yeah.
In Detroit.
That's
the
game you thought they could get, but the Bengals are pretty good.
No question. All right, let's get back to more of your calls here. If you want to dial it up, got plenty of time for you. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Fiverr, the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. And talking about this Packers win, talking about Aaron Rodgers talking crap to the Bears fans. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up in a little bit. And there's a reason why he decided to kind of go off on the Bears fans. It was one female fan that got him all excitable after that touchdown. And you'll hear about that coming up in just a few moments. Carl, south side of Milwaukee, you're up next here on the Green and Gold Postgame Show presented by Lakeland University. What's up, Carl?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all been?
Hey,
good.
Hey.
Listen, I know you guys got a lot of callers, so I'm just going to make it quick with 3 points. I think this puts Aaron Rodgers up in the MVP conversation. Not saying that he's leading, but it puts him in it with this type of performance against a rival, like a rival in their home. He has to get some talk, you know.
Now, top five MVP right now. Who you got?
Exactly. I had to put him up there. Top five, not five. Yeah. But also want to say Skip Bayless. This guy is an absolute chode. He said that Aaron Rodgers he got outplayed by Fields because he didn't hit 200 yards.
When?
And Aaron Rodgers finished with 195 with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
When did he say that?
He tweeted it.
Oh.
You gotta look at this guy's tweets, man. This guy is ridiculous.
I don't follow him. You want to know why I don't follow him? Because I don't care about him. I don't understand why people watch this dude if they don't like him. I don't understand. If you don't like the dude, why do you follow him on Twitter?
No, it's not about following, boss. It's not even about that. Sometimes, like, they get shown, like, through your Twitter feed, and they'll just, you know, come through. It's like if you follow football, things about football will pop up, and this guy pops up. So wow, I'm not following
that sucks.
Guy. It just happens that he pops up, and he says stuff about the Packers, and he says stuff about Aaron Rodgers that doesn't make sense. I have my third point, but God dang on it. You know what? I'll just put it like this, man. The Packers right now are really front runners for being something great right now. I don't know if they can do it, barring all these injuries, but right now we have something that I think that we can really stand on, and that's we are overcoming adversity. We're overcoming all the media talk. We've done this all offseason. We did all this media talk. We shouldn't be 5-1 right now. But I'm telling you, something about this team is very special. I'm loving what I'm seeing out of A.J. Dillon. I'm loving what I'm seeing out of our safety play. We got to go and get – what about Earl Thomas? You guys think, like, he'll be something? A OBJ, somebody like that, bringing in up in some fire?
Well, I don't know. They're not going to take a chance on OBJ, but
– why not?
Earl Thomas, though, where is he at?
Earl Thomas is sitting out right now.
Is he just sitting home?
That's the main guy I was thinking about. I was like, yo, why not bring in a vet like him? You know what I mean? He doesn't have to play.
Because they're not going to give up draft picks for OBJ.
Of course. Well, okay. That's fair.
Earl Thomas, they probably could just go sign. If you're without Savage. But they like this other kid. Thanks for your phone call, Carl. What's the other kid? Is it Vernon Scott?
Yes.
They like him a lot. So they will probably try him before they get desperate enough to make that phone call.
Earl Thomas hasn't been on Twitter since August 30th of last year.
Well, he had to shut it down. He shut everything down.
I don't know what that dude's up to. Yeah. No clue. And I haven't heard anybody talk about bringing him in for a workout or anything. So I think he's just done is done.
Stuff going on. Right. Family stuff.
Done is done. Let's go to L in Philadelphia, listening on that Odyssey app. Download it today, AUDACY. What's going on, L?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? What's up, GA?
All right, L.
Hey, man. Good times right now, man. I'm loving what I'm seeing from the Packers. I really couldn't hear the broadcast like that. I was at a sports bar watching it. But, yeah, man, it's always good to get one against the Bears. And in that fashion that we did it, it looked like we low-key dominated today, man. Kenny Clark is a gam.
Yeah, he is.
I'm just so proud of this team, man. And it is just like we're going to ascend we're ascending in the right direction, but we're going to peak when we need to peak, and that's perfect for me. We're doing this without two of our best linemen, one of our best defensive linemen out, our best cornerback out, our second or third best receiver out, and we're making it happen. I love the way Aaron played today, man. He spread the ball around. You saw Jaguar get catch today. You saw Lazar being used. You saw Big Dog getting touches. Like, I love when he plays like that, man. And he got every right to flaunt and talk trash and do whatever because he deserves it. And the thing, there was people saying that this dude didn't want to play for us anymore.
You know, that's the thing. It's interesting because they asked Rodgers, we'll play Rodgers coming up here. They asked Rodgers about, did you think about this possibly being your last time in a Packer uniform at Soldier Field? And he goes, I don't think it's going to be my last time in a Packer uniform at Soldier Field for the most part. So that leads you to believe that maybe all is well and maybe he stays. That means Jordan Love does not probably, but it might be. It might be that he is good now, which would be good. Al, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
And I don't know how that plays out, Steve. It all depends on Jordan Love. I mean, if Jordan Love feels like that he's ready to go be a starting quarterback, and if the Packers give – if Rodgers stays, and if Jordan Love feels like he's ready to go be a starting quarterback, then he'll leave. Or if the Packers get the right package back.
He'll have to show it in spring training or if Rodgers is
or
out.
Or if Jordan Love go, you know what? I'm good. Because you're going to have to sign Jordan Love to a contract if Rodgers stays.
If you want to keep him.
If you want to keep him. So he could say,
I'll sit here and wait.
I'm good. I'm backing up the GOAT.
I don't know if there's been a guy that's done
and
that.
I don't know him like that.
But I'm just thinking out loud.
I think the only way he leaves, because I don't know if Rodgers actually feels threatened. The only way he leaves is if the Packers get a nice package for him to trade him and let him
go. But Gary,
But then with that, if he stays, you tell Rodgers, just so you know, We're going to draft your successor again.
But this is the thing about Love. I don't think it's ever happened. I don't think there's ever been, and again, I don't think there's ever been a first-round quarterback that never had the starting job and signed an extension to wait play. I don't think it's ever happened.
Because teams have traded those guys away instead.
Because the quarterbacks probably wanted to play.
Right.
And were sick of waiting.
Exactly. Or they got a huge haul back for what they need.
Yeah.
And that's why it's really never happened.
Let's go to Josh in Kenosha. You're next here on the Green and Gold Post Game Show, presented by Lakeland University with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm on my way to drop my son off.
Okay.
And I live in Kenosha.
Okay.
And I flip on AM 720 in Chicago.
Yeah.
WGN, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're just ripping the Bears' defense. They're talking about a rebuild, getting rid of Eddie Jackson. I mean, it's laughable. I mean, I thought
they're going to have some fallout.
Good.
They're going to have some fallout after this year.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be, it appears they could be under 500 this year.
Yeah. They held us, though, to under 200 yards, or Aaron Rodgers to under 200, and Devontae to under 100. So, I mean, I thought their defense played all right, considering all the factors.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I think when you talk about that Bears defense, there was a lot of fans and people that cover that team that thought that Bears defense was really good.
We talked about
it coming into this week. We said it's a good Bears defense. I don't think they're bad. I don't think they should be ripped necessarily.
Yeah, and they're talking about a rebuild on their radio station firing Matt Nagy.
Well, they should have fired Matt Nagy 2 years ago. He sucks. But I don't disagree on that. Thanks for the call. Bill Lazor is the reason that offense does what they do. Nagy has no influence on defense whatsoever. Right. No. They brought Pettin in to be a consultant on the defensive side. It's Aaron Rodgers, y'all. It's Aaron Rodgers, possibly the best wide receiver in football, and Devontae Adams, one of the better running backs in football, Aaron Jones. Let's not act like the Bears gave up 24 to some run-of-the-mill offense.
And now you got another joke to deal with, up-and-coming A.J. Dillon.
Hmm.
That can be, diverse. I mean, it just gives – he gives you more than what Jamal Williams gave you.
You don't even get to see Kylan Hill.
No.
He might be a problem.
No, you don't even – we got Amari Rodgers in the game today.
Yeah, we did.
And for the first time, he looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't look stiff.
But yeah, that's something to be worked on between now and next year. Packers win 24-14. The Green and Gold Post Game Show presented to you by Lakeland University. Still to come, Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur.
We still got our thing on Twitter somewhere.
Yep, poll question is up. Who's your MVP? Options up at Big Show Network. Go vote right now. It's Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Kenny Clark. Vote for one of those at Big Show Network. Back with more of your calls and tweets straight ahead here on the Big Show Network.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back. It's a Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University. Steve Sparky, Fiber, Gary Ellerson. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur coming up here momentarily. Broadcasting live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Vote for the MVP so we can name him here at the end of the show at Big Show Network. Let's go to Irv on the south side of Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show after the Packers win 24-14. What's up, Irv?
Hey, nothing much, man. I didn't get to watch the game. I was on the plane back from D.C., but I'm glad they won. I still want them to get some help with Kenny Clark. I know some people called in about Earl Thomas, but I've been lobbying for them to go get Geno Atkins, who's probably just sitting on the couch somewhere. Somebody to help with that collapse that pocket so these linebackers can probably get home when they decide to blitz. Until they get some more help on that front line with and Dean Lowry and all them guys, they ain't gonna get it. Kenny Clark is the only stud on there. They need
help on
that front line.
Well, let me ask you this, real quick though, and I know you got a thing going, but do you think Kenny Clark is playing better this year than he did in previous years?
I think he has to do it all. He know he has to do it all.
No. That's not why I asked you. Think he's playing better this year than he has in previous years?
Oh, yeah.
What do you contribute that to?
I just think he knows he has to be a focal point on that defense because he doesn't have Ladarius there to help get home or, you know, really Preston Smith anymore. Like, he's not the player he was 2 years ago. He signed him. So, I think Kenny's putting it all on his back.
But it's always been on his back, though, hasn't it?
I think he wants to be mentioned in that same conversation with Aaron Donald.
Here's why I say that. I think Lancaster, Kiki, Lowry, I think they're playing better than what we think that they are.
Mm-hmm.
In order for – because Kenny Clark has never really flashed like this. I mean, I'm talking about 4 or 5 games in a row now where we've seen him make, like, just huge plays. And in order for him to make those huge plays, then that means those other guys have to be doing their job as well.
Hey, Gary.
Because he's never done this.
You think the Bears will trade with inside the division? Because I'd give them a draft pick for Will Conn. Or maybe, no, what's the name make too much money, the wide receiver? But what about Devontae Parker?
No, if we're going to trade for somebody, I want Hicks. No.
Well, Hicks is a dog.
That's who I want.
Yeah.
We need defensive line help. Yeah. With all due respect to Roquan Smith,
I think
want
those
Hicks.
Guys are playing well. But, yeah, Hicks is better than I would say
him.
Anybody we got.
Love him. Thanks
other
for the
than
call.
Kenny Clark. Yeah.
Love
now,
him.
Now, that I would do. But here's what I do. I think Lancaster, Kiki, Lowry.
That's not going
to
be enough.
Unless
you have to
it's
add draft
else.
Picks to get Hakeem Smith.
I'm not talking about. I'm just saying. They must be playing better than what we think that they are in order for Kenny Clark to be flashing like this. I just haven't seen Kenny Clark play like this for this long of a stretch.
This has nothing to do with anybody else other than Kenny Clark.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
He's dominating his guy like he's never dominated his guy.
But why?
I don't know. All I'm telling you is, if he played like this prior to them giving him that money, I would have said, sold. Okay, good deal. He didn't. And remember, they gave him that money, and I said, I don't know, man.
Well,
like, that's a lot of money.
They thought he was an ascending player.
He's a nice player, but I don't know if he's worth all that. And now he's playing up to what they're paying him.
Yeah,
really, really well.
Something's going on.
Not that he's Aaron Donald, but playing
but
well.
Steve, but wouldn't
he looks like a Pro Bowler.
He does, but wouldn't it, you got the money, don't you just take off? I mean, that's what normally happens. I think there's something else going on that we don't know.
That lit a fire under him?
I don't know. Is it the scheme?
Nah.
Is it Joe Barry?
He's just beating guys.
Why? He didn't do this like this.
Ever. I agree.
Not like this. I mean, his
not
numbers make sure, but not like, yeah.
He'd do it. He'd flash in games, but never consistently.
He took over.
Yes.
I'm not comparing him to Reggie White or anything like, but he took over like a Reggie White would at the end of a game.
Yep. No question.
Now I got to go back and look at it. Now I haven't seen those. Was he single? Was it a double team on those sacks? What were they? I mean, I was on my way over here when all that stuff went down with those two sacks.
All right, let's see. I want to hear from Rodgers first. That's you agree? Rodgers first and then LaFleur?
Well, not till we come back.
You want to take a break first?
Yeah.
And then play?
You got another question you want to ask me?
No. We can go to break, and then we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers. That's fine.
Do we take a break right now?
We can.
What time fine. We don't take a break? At 27?
Like 3-4 minutes. But we can go break early so we can hear from Rodgers and LaFleur. That's
okay,
fine.
Man, I want to get it all in.
Just say this. Before I knew the Rodgers quote about how he doesn't think this would be his last time in Chicago as a Packer, before that in the press conference, I was watching that game, and for a couple minutes I found myself going, can Jordan Love look this good when he gets his chance for the Packers? That's what I was thinking. I was watching Justin Fields. I go, if Jordan Love looks like this, say next year if Rodgers leaves, am I going to be okay with it? I will be more than fine with it.
If Jordan Love looks like Justin Fields?
How Fields looks his rookie year right now.
Right now?
Yes. If Jordan Love looks like this, how Fields is playing right now, next year if he gets a chance to start, I'm okay. That's good enough for me.
I would say this to you. Jordan Love should look better.
I'm not doing that.
Than Fields right now. And here's why, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
Can I tell you why?
Okay.
Better coaching. Better players around him. And he had now been in the system, is it 3-4 years?
No, second year.
Okay. But next year be 3 years.
Right.
He'd be in the system. Justin Fields don't know what he's doing. He's fresh out of college.
He looks good.
And if you just think about it, he should be better than what you've seen out of Justin Fields.
Yeah, I
now, you have to ask yourself, is Justin Fields a raw talent? Yeah, I think he is. Is Justin Fields a better quarterback coming out of college than Jordan Love?
Yes
he was.
Yes. No doubt.
So the upside, I think, for Justin Fields is greater. But like, if you're talking about knowing the system, knowing where to go with the ball, quarterback coach, coaching staff, all that, the guy you're learning from, he has all that in front of him.
Yeah, he's got more to his access
to
than
work
does,
with
than does Fields.
Than does Fields.
Yeah,
so
and
should
more
be
talent
better.
Around him. He's got Devontae Adams.
Should be
he's got
better.
Aaron Jones.
Yes.
He's got a Pro Bowl left tackle,
should
a Pro Bakhtiari.
Should be better.
Maybe
I don't know what
be.
Better is, but right. Should be better.
And maybe we never get to see him because Rodgers stays. Based on his comments today, maybe he does plan on staying. We'll find out. 24-14, Packers over the Bears. We'll hear from Rodgers and LaFleur straight ahead.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. The Green Bay game is over. What went right? What went wrong? What's the latest on the injuries? It's time to hear what the head coach thinks of today's game. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
Packers get the win, 24-14 over the Chicago Bears. 5 straight wins now for those Green Bay Packers. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur talked after the game, and this is what he had to say. There is Matt LaFleur, not all of his press conference, but some of his press conference from a little bit earlier. I'll tell you something. You know, I don't remember many guys like LaFleur, you know, talking about they were ready to throw up, like he mentioned for Kenny Clark. Because that really tells you, Gary, how much he realizes how big of a deal Kenny Clark is right now for this defense. And that without Kenny Clark, this defense is going to be in a world of trouble.
Well, I mean, they're down so many people.
Yep.
Had you had all these other guys, maybe. But they cannot afford – Kenny Clark would be the straw to break the camel back.
Yep.
They cannot have him go down at all. I mean, you're talking about – because right now this defense is pretty good up the middle, right? You start with your Kenny Clark. You look at your linebacker, Devondre Campbell. You saw a little bit of Jalen Smith today. You saw Barnes. I mean, you look like you're okay then at that second level. Now, what are you on the back end by that? Savage, you got Amos. I mean, those guys don't seem to be special, but it feels like that they can get the job done.
All right, let's hear now from Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
The Green Bay game is over. It's time to head inside the locker room and hear what the players have to say about today's game. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, Packers get the win 24-14 over the Chicago Bears. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellerson with you. Don't forget, Green and Gold Monday, back at it tomorrow, along with Leroy Butler. We'll get his thoughts on a Green and Gold Monday tomorrow. Aaron Rodgers, 17 of 23, 195, 2 touchdowns. He was sacked 3 times. Rodgers, 7 carries, 19 yards, including 1 touchdown. And, of course, the 1 touchdown that he had is this one right here at the end, which is what has everybody talking. We had the TVs on here in the studio, and they had the quote up of Aaron Rodgers of what he said as well. This is the play that made it the final score, 24-14, a six-yard touchdown run by Aaron Rodgers. Listen to Rodgers yelling at the fans in the stands afterwards.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score. Right on cue, Joe.
Aaron Rodgers losing his mind. I bleeping owned you my whole life. I own you. I still own you. Blah, 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 blah. Going off at the fans in the stands. And we had said earlier, something must have triggered him, I would think.
Right.
So here is Aaron Rodgers after the game. It's more than a little banged up. They are a lot banged up, Gary Ellerson. No question about it. Take a quick time out. Packers, they win today 24-14. It's the Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show tomorrow on a Green and Gold Monday. Gary Ellerson, you are off, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Leroy Butler, myself, in here tomorrow.
I'm
talking about
see another doctor.
Packers 24-14 win on a Green and Gold Monday tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. Looking forward to that. There'll be lots of talk about Aaron Rodgers running his mouth at the end of that game. I've been sitting here trying. We've only got like a minute or so left. I don't think I remember one of these moments for Leroy Butler's Packers. I don't remember them ever fanning the flames of a rivalry with the Vikings or the Chicago Bears at any point. Somebody running
what
their
was
mouth.
That? What was that?
Woodson was after the fact.
Didn't
about
Leroy
Cutler.
Run his mouth, though? Was that in Detroit?
That was Detroit.
Okay,
that wasn't a rival.
Detroit,
I don't give a damn about Detroit. Stop. Who cares? Who cares? Right. I mean, Woodson ran his mouth about Cutler.
Yeah.
About throwing him one.
No, it was Tremont. Was that Tremont?
No, it was
or
Charles Woodson.
Yeah, Tremont.
You know,
James
going to throw us a couple.
Yeah, and then Tremont did something. We'll just make the quarterback play quarterback or something.
Yeah, something
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see how this whole thing plays out. But December 12th, Sunday night, at Lambeau, coming off a bye week for the Packers, you would think they're much healthier at that point than they are now. But as you heard Rodgers just say, it looks like David Bakhtiari is going to practice this week. I don't think I play him against Washington. I think I save him one more week and have him ready for Thursday night football against the Cardinals. That is going to be a very, very tough game. And this starts the tough stretch here. Now going forward, it gets tough. This is not easy sledding going forward here after this Bears game. This was like the last real kind of cupcake, I guess, going forward. Washington may not be that difficult either, I guess, but then things get more difficult with Arizona, Kansas City, the Rams. Things get a lot more difficult. That'll do it for the Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show on a Green and Gold Monday. Packers win 24-14. Toodles.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.